like that. See, Hirsch is good. He has to mean that he can handle you very well, Hirsch. Well, yeah, of course he has very good meters. He was your partner. That's why he has good meters. Anyway, talk to Mishnah. Ready? There's going to be a lot of cases today, but the truth is, it's not hard halacha. It's just figuring out the cases. It's not riddles, but it's close. Chamesh Nasim Shinis Arvul Beladiseyim. Five women that their babies got mixed up. Five women gave birth, and no one knows whose baby belongs to whom. Higdilu Ataruvus. They grew up. They're called the Taruvus because they're a mixture. No one knows which family they belong to. They don't know what their last name is. Their last name is no name because they don't know which family they belong to. V'nasu Nashim, they all married. Umesu, and they all died without having children. Right. So Arba Choltzim La'achas V'echad Me'yabim Meisa. So what happens is there are five Amanas. No children, all need Yibum. But they don't know who their husband's brother is. There are at least five eligible husband's brothers. Right? Each one of these Taruvas had his mother had an other son who knows who his mother and father is. This guy doesn't know. So you don't know whether he's Reuben's son or Shimon's son or Levi's son or Yehuda's son or Yisachar's son. But each one of the five had another son who's Mechuyev to be Meyabim, his sister-in-law. Which one is his sister-in-law? How's he supposed to know? So everyone had at least one. I don't care how many they had. But let's say, for argument's sake, just to make things simpler, they had one. Each one of these Taruvas, his mother had a definite, his mother and father had an other child who was definitely their child. So now the question is, what happens to these five widows who have no children, who need Yibum, and there's five possible brothers-in-law? So Abba Choltzim La'achas V'echad Me'yab Meisa. The Eitza is, through this, everybody can give Chalitza to everybody. If that's what they want to do, that's what they want to do. If all five brothers say, we're going to give Chalitza to each one of these widows, they might be my sister-in-law. Each one. They can do that. But if one wants to do Yibam, it's fine. So four would give Chalitza to make sure that in case it's his sister-in-law, it's taken care of. The fifth one can marry her. It's either his Yivama or it's a different lady. It is no Isser if he marries her. It might be. The four do Chalitza. Four of the brothers do Chalitza to all five. And one can marry one of them. Because, again, they all do Chalitza. Again, four of them get Chalitza. All five get Chalitza from four of the brothers. One of them can marry one of them.
You have a 20% chance that that's actually Yibum.
Exactly.
But she's not also Yibum. She didn't have a tzar.
Not after Chalitza. Either it's Yibum and she didn't receive Chalitza, or she had Chalitza and she's a regular lady that's not related.
But she's Yibum Lashu.
They all give her Chalitza.
Nope. Oh, even the one that gets Yibum?
No.
What if he's the one?
But she's the one.
He did Yibum.
She
got Chalitza from the others.
He's a ger. He's not a brother. He's not doing it in the time of
so marriage. He married her.
What matters for
all the other brothers gave Chalitza.
To her also? So there's 25, I mean, each one of the
people? Four brothers gave it to five of them.
Oh, I thought it was one for one. Okay.
Rashi, shenitzar v'vul l'seim tzchar and boys v'yeshlo chalakas ben vada shloy nitzariv. And each of the fathers have another son that wasn't mixed in. Abo chosim liachas ben vada shchalakas min arba chaylus liachas mehem. The definite brother of each of the four of them gives chalitza to one of them. The kolchad tzafik lebeish esachiv. Right. Each one. Listen. He gives Chalitza to all five. Chaylus achas mehem, it says. Meaning, ubenach hamishi shisadim imanav shach. Okay. The commission is, okay. We're starting with one. We're going to talk about the other ones in a minute. Let's take one. One almana. She receives chalitza from four brothers, and the fifth one can marry her. I'm not talking about the other almanas. One, we're taking almana number one. She has a brother-in-law here. We don't know who it is. It could be any one of the five. So four of the five give her chalitza, and number five can marry her. So if it's a Yivama, he struck gold. He got a mitzvah of Yivam. And if it's not a Yivama, she got chalitza, so he can marry her. We're only talking about one lady now. We'll get to the second lady in a minute. Ben vade shkalachas mehen min arba chaylut fachas mehen v'chol chad tzavik lebeish yisachav, might be his brother's wife. If it's his brother's wife, he struck gold. In love, she already gives him chalitza, so there's no problem. Now we move to woman number two. Woman number two has to be freed. Now the truth is, they can do the same thing with woman number two. Four of them can give her chalitza, and the same guy can marry woman number two. It's either his yivama, or he's marrying a different woman. But we want to take our chance. We recommend that each one get a different one to do Yibum. Because there's a theoretical possibility that all five will get the mitzvah. Really, we could have one guy do Yibum to all five. All four should give chalitza to all five. And the same guy can marry five women. But, one second, let me just say it. But we recommend that four give chalitza to a woman, and the fifth one marry her, and in each woman there should be a different fifth one. Yes.
This may not be, if he is the brother-in-law, perfect, he's performed Jesus. If he's not the brother-in-law, what has he come to?
Marriage.
But there's a process here. Where he's saying that...
I mean, no, he's going to do Kedushin, and he's going to do Chuppah, and he's going to marry her.
There's only words with Chalitza by her. There's no words with Yibin by
nothing.
There's no formal recognition that what he's doing here is not just Chuppah, it's Yibin. There's no magic...
Correct.
It's just... It's really just either Chuppah or Chuppah / Yibin.
Exactly.
I have asked this. I just got to do with notes, incantations, and notes.
It's not anything. This would be
very
exactly.
Right?
But it's a
Kedushin
for all of them?
Midrash should do Kedushin because it might not be his Yavama. Worst comes to worst, it's a Mimer. If it's Yibum, it's Mimer. If it's not Yibum, it's Kedushin. It's the same process.
Yeah. But Bia and Seisai should do Kedushin
to all of them. Well, he should, right? He could do Kedushin with Bia, I mean, theoretically.
Oh. Okay. But if the fifth guy doesn't, is it promised?
No, they all can give Chalitza. What we're saying is no one is allowed to do Yibum until the other four take care of it. And the Mishnah continues. Who v'shloi shecholtzen liachas v'echad miyabim? He who did Yibum to woman number one with three of his other brothers should do chalitza to woman number two, and then a different one can marry woman number two. Doesn't have to happen, but that could happen. Who if they want to, every woman would get four chalitzas and one yibum. A different brother would be doing yibum to each of the one. They might have all married the yavama. They might not have. And they don't have to do this. They can all give chalitz and get out of here. If one, as the Gemara will explain, really, he can be miyadim as many as he wants. But we'd like to take it, you know, we would like to do it this way. This is more recommended. But the Gemara is going to say why later on.
What is the Beshleisha? Where's my brother?
Him and three brothers. They're five brothers. One, let's say one, we'll name him Rashi.
Four. But
he
and one.
He
and three.
Zashi yibim chaylut v'acheret shesloy sheimai. V'chamishi miyab v'monafshach. V'chayzim ashnayim alolu v'chotzim l'shlishis. These two that did, quote-unquote, potential yibum, they give chalitza to the third one, ashnayim yibum, and another two brothers, v'chamishi miyab, v'chayim kulam. Abol chotzim t'chila v'shayin echad v'shar v'yab mashich s'abah. He can't do yibum to the other four, give chalitza, because it might be yibam l'shok, so it could be yibam l'shok. What did Nami, the matzu abol l'miklitz v'kulam? Four can give chalitza to all five. The chamisha, he says kulam. And the fifth brother can marry five women. Ella, the meaning of Gemara, the Haki Shapitve. We'd like to take our chances this way. Because maybe we will, all of them will do the mitzvah of Yibam. So what this Gemara is telling us, we'd rather five people potentially maybe do Yibam than one brother do Yibam to all five and for sure do the mitzvah of Yibam. But if one brother marries all five women, he's going to for sure do the mitzvah of Yibam. We'd rather take our chance that all five brothers get the mitzvah of Yibam, even though it might be that none of them get the mitzvah of Yibam. That's what the Gemara says. That's what the Gemara says. It's a better option. You make up your mind, because that's what the Gemara feels is a better option.
Roger. No. You have a bada if he does all five.
Right.
The other ones, you could be none.
Exactly. We take our chance with five svekas and one bada. That's what it's saying.
But once you, I guess two can become the real ones, and the other three get mixed up. What are the? How's it gonna work out? Let's say one does the wrong one.
Then the other ones gave chalitza.
No, I'm just saying in terms of.
Do you read? I don't know. You'll do the probabilities. I mean, I'm not getting involved in the probabilities. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna. It's not my cup of tea. I don't do. I'm not a statistician. An actuary. An actuary. Don't think about it. I get the bills. I don't do the work. But don't think about it. Vadavka Michlitz, Vadi Yavumi. You have to make sure that the four give chalitza before the fifth does yibum. Avivuma Beresh Eloi, the Kapaka Bivam Elishok, he might be marrying the wrong one and she didn't get chalitza. But for sure you got to get chalitza from the four of them before the fifth one can do yibum. My hu ushloisha chotzim lachas. Why is the Mishnah telling me he and three should give chalitza? The loy tameli yivuma chad l'kulu. Don't suggest that one should marry all five. This is what Rashi spoke out. If you asked us what we would like, each one should be miyab one. Because maybe he'll end up with the right one. This is what Rashi spoke out a moment ago. It's better to take chances of five right ones than to tell somebody be miyab all five and you for sure get the mitzvah of Yibam. Rashi davka michlus b'cho abo havadoim v'hod yivum il chamisha, then the fifth one does Yibam. My who shloisha? Dr. Rashi, my ichpas lo nichotzu l'hanak abo agufayu. Why does it bother us if the same four do chalitza to everybody? V'hai di yabam l'kamaisa l'yabam namihach. Let him do Yibam to all of them. Mashani, v'hoi li'yavam achad. We'd rather not have that. We want to take our chances. By the way, none of them have to do Yibam. They can all give chalitza to everybody. This is a suggestion. You want to do the mitzvah of Yibam? This is the best idea we have. This is what we think is the best idea. You don't have to listen to us. You can all do chalitza. One guy can do Yibam to five. All these are possibilities. If you ask us for our advice, this is our advice. Abishol says not to do Yibam to do chalitza. This is not like Abishol. I was expecting you to say that.
I would say it?
Somebody would say Abishol. I was expecting somebody to say it.
Someone was named recently, a relative of mine, was named Abishol.
I'm glad. What am I supposed to do?
I was there.
The back adds the word Tanur Rabbanan. Okay, let me explain this case. Again, these are not halachas that are complicated. They're cases. And to keep the cases gets confusing. So I'm going to try my best to keep these cases as simple as possible. The five women who gave birth, and nobody knows who the mother and father is. One of them, one of the boys born here, one of the, I'm trying to figure out how to say this. Right. Two of the babies, of the five, had a brother. One had a maternal brother, and one had that same one as a paternal brother. Let me try to explain. Reuven married Rachel, and they had a son named Yosef. He divorced Rachel, and Rachel married, I'm giving you Rashi's name, Boaz, a new one, Boaz. And they had another son. Now, Yosef has his mother has a son named, again, Reuven married Rachel, they had a son named Yosef. He divorced Rachel. She married Boaz. Rachel married Boaz, and they had a son.
Okay.
Then, Rachel was one of five women who had babies mixed up. Right? Rachel's husband was Boaz, and Reuven's other wife, another wife of Reuven's, was in that mix. That means Yosef's father's wife had a baby that was in the mix, and Yosef's mother had a baby that was in the mix. And one was a half-brother, and the other one is a half-brother. Yosef has two half-brothers in this mix. He has a paternal brother in this mix, and he has a maternal brother in this mix. His mother, married to some other man, just had a baby in this mix. His father, married to a different woman, had a baby in this mix. Now, if he does Yibum, he might be marrying his maternal brother's wife. And that's usher. That's not just not a mitzvah, it's usher. So he can't do Yibum to any of the five. Because he might be marrying his maternal brother's wife. Because his mother is one of these ladies that had a baby from a different man, not from his father. She had been divorced from his father. So because she is in the mix, he's now limited. He has to give chalitza to all five. One of them doesn't even need his chalitza because it's his maternal brother's wife, but he doesn't know who it is. So he gives chalitza to all five. He can't marry anyone. He might be doing an erva. The other ones have only paternal brothers or paternal and maternal, which makes a mitzvah of Yibum, and there's no problem. He is stuck with a woman here who is his sister-in-law, but only from his maternal brother's wife. And that's not allowed, Yibum. So he's restricted. He's not allowed to do Yibum to one of them. Tana Rabbana, Mitzvot and Achen. He has to give it to all five. Not none of them can ever get married. They don't know who they are. The bride says some are brothers and some are not brothers. The brothers give chalitza shein achim miyabim. If you are my comer, what do we mean? Amr of Safra, hachi comer. Miktsasin achim in av, or miktsasin achim in aim. Some of them are paternal brothers. Some of them are only maternal brothers. In the case we just said. Achim and Aim Chotzim, they can't do Yibum. Achim and Av can do Yibum Miyabim. They can do Yibum. Rashi. Achim Gassinan, Mitzasin Achim, Mitzasin Shein Achim. Achim Chotzim, Shein Achim Miyabim. My Kamer, what does it mean? Amr of Safra Hachi Kamer. Mitzasin Achim and Av, Mitzasin Achim and Aim. And Rashi explains. Now, by the way, it's okay to be a paternal and maternal brother. You can be a complete brother, there's a mitzvah of Yibum. It's only when it's only maternal brother that's a problem. Right? If the brothers are both paternal, maternal, that's when the mitzvah of Yibum is, as long as it's a paternal brother. I don't care about the maternal if it's also paternal. The problem is one is only maternal. Right. Miktasim shavadoim, achim livnea taruvis minayim. Some of these definites, meaning the ones that know who they are, have in the mixture brother is paternal. Some of them have only maternal brothers. Besides the paternal brothers, they also have maternal brother in there. They have paternal brother in there, and they have maternal brother in there. Kigad. Ruvein shenasa Rachel v'chana. Ruvein married two wives, Rachel and Chana. V'yoldu lo Rachel as Yosef. And Rachel gave birth to Yosef. So Yosef is Ruvein's son, and he's Rachel's son. Girsha lo Rachel, Ruvein divorced Rachel. V'nasa Bayaz. And Bayaz married Rachel. V'loy ben Mishach Eretz, he has a son from a different wife. V'nis Abra Rachel v'yoldu, he, v'chana ishto shel Ruvein, v'gimul nashim acheres. Rachel, Chana, and three other women gave birth to Machbe in a cave, but it's Arvu, and nobody knows whose is whose. Nimsa, she asked by Yosef at Harubas Alolu. Out of these five babies, Yosef has Beizachin, two brothers. Echad Minav, one is Reuven's son. Reuven and Chana had a son here. That's Yosef's half brother from his father. Echad Minav. Rachel and Bayaz have a baby in here, and that's Rachel's maternal brother, Yosef's maternal brother. B'nasho Chan Achim Minav, B'nasho Rachel, B'nibayaz Achim Minav. So Achim Minav Chotzim, Yosef Zesh, Yeshli B'tarubas Achim Minav. Yosef, who has amongst these five babies, one of them is his maternal brother, Chaylitz L'kulam, he has to give Chalitza to all of them. Livter his Eishas Achim Minav, to pater his paternal brother. Because he doesn't know who is what. Even if she receives chalitza from the other four, he can't do yibum. Shema yivkan eishes achim yivkan eishes achim yivkan. He might marry the wrong one. The achim and av, abo achirim, the other four. Sheilam b'tarubas al achim and av. They have paternal brothers here. The yavim kalakas v'achas, achas shecholtzim and abo. They can give yibum yisayan achamishi. Nim te'echa b'yav yishnayim. Either one of the brothers will do two yibim to two of them. I, Yilakas, hate chalitzas, or one of them will receive five chalitzas. This is what the brisa meant. Miktsasan achin shovadoim achim ina'im, le'echim ina terubas. Some of them have maternal brothers. Miktsasim she'en lam achim ina'im, elam ina'av. Oysen she'en achim ina'im choltsin l'kulam. They have to give chalitzas to everybody. Those who have paternal brothers, Miyabim can take a chance at Yibum. That's the case. Move on to the next case. What happens if some of these people are Kahanim? Kahanim can't marry a Chalutza. So one of these families is a Kayan. He can't do Yibum. Because if four people give Chalutza, he's not allowed to marry this woman. She might be a Chalutza. A Kayan can't marry a Chalutza. She has to receive Chalutza from four of the brothers. He's number five, but he can't marry her. She might be a Chalutza. So then he can't marry her. So he can't do Yibum to any of them. He has to give Chalutza to all of them. So Miktsasim Kahanim, Miktsasim Sheinim Kahanim. Some of them are Kahanim, some of them are not Kahanim. Kahanim Chotzim. Kahanim only have the option of giving Chalutza to all five. Shein and Kahanim, Miyabim. Now what happens if in the same mixture some are Kahanim and some have maternal brothers? So nobody can do Yibum. Because the Kahanim can't do Yibum and the maternal brother can't do Yibum. Miktsasim Kahanim, Miktsasim Achim and Aim. What happens if in the mixture some of them have maternal brothers here that are not paternal brothers? And some of them have are Kahanim. So they all can't do Yibum. So Chotim, let me ask them. They all do Chalitza. There's no Yibum. Rashi. Miktsasim Shavadoim Mitarevusim Kahanim. Some of them are Kahanim. Miktsasim Shein Kahanim. Kahanim Chotim Lekulam. V'yav Shalom L'yabim. Kahanim can't do Yibum. Ho'yav Chotim Arba Chalitza. Shem Echad Achayvus L'yivama. She might be a Chalutza. The Chalitza is a Chalitza V'chayin Atzerba. So therefore you can have a case where we can't allow any Yibum. Because the people that are doing Yibum are not allowed to do it, so therefore they all have to give up. According to Rashi, it's a machlokes tanoim, and according to Tosfos, it's definitely a drabbon. What difference does it make?
I'm just
kind of
knowledge.
For knowledge, you're right. I'm glad you had a question. No sinister kavanos in here. I just want to know why you're asking. According to Rashi, it's a machlokes tanoim. According to Tosfos, it's definitely a drabbon. We learned it out from
extra letter.
Vav, the Isha Gerusha Meisha. So Rashi learned that kind of holds into the Raisa. And Taisa says it's an Asmach. A Kayan Gadol does not do Chalitza. No, he does Chalitza.
Why?
Why not?
Well, he can't marry a widow.
So he is the exception to the rule. He was the one that was one exception to the rule. But also Yevemte Hashara. We learned out that there's one woman that gets Chalitza, even though she's biblically not eligible for Yibum. And that was the Kain Gadol Bama. Tana Rabbana. Okay, here we're going to have a bunch of cases again. But again, it's not complicated. Halacha, just the case has to be figured out. Yes, chaylus l'imay misafik. Sometimes a piece of person gives his mother chalitza. But yes, ula chaytem misafik. Sometimes he has to give his sister chalitza. And labita misafik. And sometimes he has to give his daughter chalitza. How does that work? Ketzat imay the isha acheres. His mom is together with another woman. And each of them had a previous male. Mom had a son, and another lady had a son. Then, these two ladies had babies in a cave. But now, they each have a definite son, and then they have a mixture of two babies. One of them is their son, and one of them is not their son. They don't know. What? No. Two strange ladies. One of the mom, to Reuven, let's say, Reuven's mom, had a baby in the cave, and another lady had a baby in the cave. Then, Reuven married the other lady, and the other lady's son married Reuven's mother, which was totally legal.
What's the name?
I'm trying to see Rashi's name. Okay? Rashi, let's do Rashi's name. Yaakov married Rachel, had a son, Yosef. Reuven married Chana and had a son, Chetzron. By the way, Rashi picked Chetzron because Chetzron was Reuven's son of the Torah. So Chetzron and Yosef are totally not related, and they know who their father and mother are. Then, Rachel and Chana are in a cave, and they have two babies.
Same fathers
as before. Then Yaakov died, and Yosef, who's Rachel's son, married Chana. Yaakov and Reuven both died, the fathers of the four children. One Vadai, one Safek. Each one had one Vadai, one Safek. The Vadai son of Yaakov married Reuven's wife. The Vadai son of Reuven married Yaakov's wife. Now, the two babies that were the mixture died without kids. So we go to Yosef and say, Yosef, you have to give Chalitza. One of these is your brother. Yeah, but one of them... What? Again, one of them is your brother. Share the same father. Right? So, one of them is your brother. Right? So now, you don't know which one is the brother. That's right. Yosef married Chana, and Chetzron married Rachel. Yosef was Yaakov again. Let's try to get this straight. It's my fault that I don't... Yosef Sorry, the opposite happened. Okay, let's try it again. Reuben, Yaakov married Rachel, they had a son named Joseph. Reuben married Chana, and they had a son named Hezron. Yaakov and Reuben both passed on. Yaakov's son married Chana. Reuben's son married Rachel. Meanwhile, before they passed on, Rachel and Chana had had two babies in a cave, who grew up, and they don't know who their father and mother are. They have no idea.
They don't know who their brothers.
They don't know who their brother is. One of them is Yosef's brother, and one of them is Chesed's brother. They don't know. Yosef dies. His wife needs Yibum. His wife is Chana, who's Chetron's mother. But one of these two babies is Chana's son, and one of them is not Chana's son. We don't know who. Each of them have to give that woman chalitza. So one of them is giving chalitza to his mother. His mother is married his paternal brother. His maternal brother.
Oh.
Again, Yosef.
The Vadais died.
So now each of the Sveikas have to give chalitza to both women. Each one has a mother here, but they don't know which one is the mother. So they're giving chalitza to two women, one of them is their mother. But they don't know. So they're giving their chalitza to a mother, Yisrael.
It could be that Yibum could.
Can't do Yibum.
There could be a Chiyuv Yibum. We don't know.
There had to be a Chiyuv Yibum because there wouldn't be chalitza.
Right.
Okay. Except you can't do Yibum because it might be your mother. But you can do chalitza. So yes, chalitza to Imai Misafik. Lachaisa Misafik. We'll do that case in a minute. And let me tell you something. Kate said, Imai v'isha keres b'machba. A woman, his mother, and another. This is the case of the mother. I spoke it out. We're doing it this time. A mother and some other woman is in the cave. Then, one of them sons married the other one. And one of them sons married the other one. Yosef married Chana, and Chetzer married Rachel, the previous sons, besides their mixture. Umeisu b'laybanim. And those Vadoim died without kids. Now the two mixtures have, one of them is a brother's wife, and one of them is a mother. Zechay l'tzushtayin, v'zechay l'tzushtayin. Nimtzu kalechet vechet chay l'tzimim misavik. That's the Rashi. Rashi will explain the case. Dr. Ashi, yes, Chaylitz, not Chaysim Yisavik. Avishi Mechamesh Ashri Nashim, my point is to say him. Even though there's no Chi of Yibum, Chayn Levit of Ima. Ima Vishah Charis, Yodu Shnei Tzchar B'machve. They gave birth to two boys in a cave. Who Echad Mehem? And this guy is one of them. Ulohem Shnei Tzchar V'adoav. Each one had a definite son before him. Tigat. Rachel was Yaakov Shoylo Yaisim Imenu. Rachel was Yaakov's wife who had a son named Yosef. The Chana Ashis Ruben Shoylo Chetzim Imenu. And Chana, the wife of Reuven, had a son named Chetzron. The Chazu B'yeldah Shnei Tzchar B'machbe. Both Rachel and Chana had a kid in the cave. One of them is Reuven's son, one of them is Yaakov's son, but they don't know who their father or mother are. Umeisu Yaakov and Reuven, and Yaakov and Reuven passed on. Ba'al Yosef B'nasha Rachel, who's definitely Rachel's son, B'nasha Chana, Yimash Chetzron, and he married Chana. The Chetzron, Nasha's Rachel. The Chetzron married Rachel. So now, each one married one of the mixture's mother. He's allowed to. Not his mother, for sure not. Umeisu Yosef Chetzron. Now they both died without kids. V'naflu l'vnei ha'taruvas. And now the mixture has to do chalitza. One of them is a brother to one, and one of them is a brother to the other. Rachel l'vnei b'na shochana, shuachi Chetzron. Rachel is supposed to get chalitza from the son of Chana, who is her husband's brother. The Chana is named Nashal Rachel, Shachi Yosef. And Chana has to get it from Rachel's son. But they don't know who's who. didn't know who's their son and who's the Yavama. They have to give chalitza to both. One of them is their mom. They don't know it's their mom, but one of them is their mom. One of them is their mom, and one of them is their brother's wife. They don't know. They don't know which one is their mom. If they knew which one was their mom, they would know which one is their brother's wife. They don't know.
Without the chalitza, they cannot marry others.
No, they cannot, because they're Yavama Lashok. Now we go L'Achaisim Yisafik. Similar case, but with a sister. Ketzer. Imoy v'isha acheresh yoldu shtei nekeves b'machba. A woman, two women, one of them's mom, and somebody else, gave birth to two girls. Ubo l'acheyem shaloi ma'oisoeim b'nasum. Okay? So the case is, the way Rashi sets it up. Does Rashi give names here? Let's give the names. Rashi doesn't give the names in the first shot. So let's try this one. Rachel married Jacob, had a son named Yosef. And... Right. Rachel married Jacob, had a son named Joseph. I don't want to mess this up, so let me do this slow. Yeah, diagrams? Maybe. Let me just get this straight. Rachel, what happened is as follows. Each woman had a son. Each woman got divorced, her husband died, and married a second husband. From the second husband, they had two girls in a cave. Each had one girl in a cave. I'm going to give names to this because it's the only way to make sense out of it. Yaakov had a son named Joseph from Leah. He also had a son named he had two sons. One from Leah, one from Rachel. Reuven came from Leah, Yosef came from Rachel. Let's give another name. Avram had two sons, also from two wives. And he had two sons. One from Sarah, one from Hagar.
I'm serious.
Okay, right. Then, the two women were in a cave, married to different husbands, and had a girl. So one of them, it's just without a chart, it's so hard to do. Everybody has an arch call, it's much easier, but
he has, the males are square.
He doesn't have names for the males.
Yeah.
Father Reuben. Whatever. I see what he's doing. It's a generation skip.
I'm going to try to do this because I can't do it without other things. Two men had two wives apiece. They had a son from both wives. They are paternal brothers. One of them's mother married somebody, remarried. Each case, one of them's mothers remarried and had two girls. Their paternal brother married their maternal sister. which is 100% mutter. Their paternal brother married their maternal sister. So now you have a guy who is father, his paternal brother is married to his maternal sister. They don't share, the two that got married don't share any parents. It's his father's, his paternal brother who married his mother's daughter, which is fine. His father's son married his mother's daughter. It happens, by the way. People that have second marriages, you can have a child from the first marriage, marry a child from the other one's first marriage. Now, the two die, and the brothers have one of them has a maternal sister in this mix, and the other one has a maternal sister in this mix, but he doesn't know which one it is. So therefore, in that case, he would be giving chalitza to his sister, Misafik. Yet, two people had a paternal brother and a maternal sister. Two people had that. And their paternal brother married their maternal sister. Except the problem is, the maternal sister was a mixture. You don't know whether it was which one was your maternal sister.
I'd be allowed to get married with a few.
Why not? It's your paternal brother to your maternal sister. They're not related to each other. They're not related.
Blood of family.
What?
With the blood of family, that's all. Yeah, it's like it happens when it
happens.
Their second marriages.
Right.
You see that before?
Yes.
Did they marry their step?
Yes, I know of a case that it happened and then the parents got divorced. I know of a case. Parents got divorced and the young couple's married.
I look happily ever after.
They're still living happily ever after. Shemnich lived 120. Both the parents and the kids. Keita. A paternal brother came, one of them is his maternal sister, Rashi. Dr. Rashi, two paternal brothers, married these two girls. One of them is his maternal sister. One of them is maternal sister. A woman who gave birth to a different man, right, that married her after his father died. Two women, on their second marriage, each had a boy from the first marriage, married, had two girls mixed. Then you do Eze Basma Eze. And two paternal brothers met, and married this mixture. One of them is his maternal sister. And you know which one it is, she wouldn't need chalitza. That is the first shot in this Gemara. Rashi is now going to offer a second shot, which he will reject. But that is Rashi's first shot. You want me to skip the second shot?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm afraid to be so upset.
It's the picture of the second shot.
No.
I don't think there is a picture of the second shot.
Nope, I don't see
it.
Oh, he does.
Where?
Where?
Where's the picture? Oh, picture. So you better be careful. That picture you did, the second shot.
Yeah. First, what are you talking about? What page are you on?
9981.
This. I have my Gemara's is first approach to Rashi.
You have a proof on that used. True or
false? No, not this one.
How old?
Zusha Mat. Okay. Lishna Chlina. Ubo lachem shleim oiseim v'nasum. Akim sheruvin nasa achas v'akim shechetri nasa achas. Ruvin chaylitz v'eshes achiv V'shem ha'chaysehi V'chein chetroi. According to the second shot,
This is his first. No, you haven't used it.
There's different prints. They decided to give the second one instead of the first one. The second shot is as follows. This looks so complicated here. This nachrina. Bo achem shalai ma'aseim. Their paternal brother came, v'nasu. Akim sharu v'nasa achas, v'akim shachet v'nasa achas. Right. Ruvein chayil v'fleishis achim v'shem achay sehi, v'chein chetre. Each one gives chalita to one, each one in the first pshat, the difference is as follows. In the first pshat, one of them's two paternal brothers married the mixture. And now, they both die. This one guy has to give chalitza to two women. They're both his brother's wives. One of them is his brother's wife who's maternal sister, and one of them is his brother's wife who's not his maternal sister. So he's giving two chalitzas. One of them happens to be, might be his sister. One of them is for sure his sister. He just doesn't know which one. So in the case number one, only one guy's two paternal brothers married this mixture. So one of his paternal brothers definitely married his sister. So yes. In the second case, two different people's brothers married the two. So he only has to give chalitza to one of the two. That might be his sister. But he's not for sure giving chalitza to his sister. The first pshat has him for sure giving chalitza to his sister. The second pshat is saying he only has to give chalitza to one of the two who might be his sister. If one brother's paternal brother married one, and one paternal brother married the other, you only have to give chalitza to your paternal brother's wife, not to somebody else's wife. So in the first pshat, it was one guy's two paternal brothers that married the two women. So he's mechuyev to give chalitza to both. One of them happens to be his sister. In the second pshat, he's only mechuyev to give chalitza to one.
But that one might be
his sister. But one is... So there's two pshat there, but Rashi liked the first one because it says you give chalitza to your sister. In the second pshat, you might not be giving chalitza to your sister. Look to the Rashi. So to Rashi, v'zu shamati v'gavlibi megamgimba, the shemelav achaysehi, v'okav abayi l'mem, v'zeh sarit chaylus l'savik achaysehi, v'zeh sarit l'savik achaysehi. V'achaysehi misavik mashma, shecholet v'adai l'achaysehi machma savik shebiyadai. In the first pshat, this guy's giving chalitza to two women. One of them is his sister. He's for sure giving chalitza to his sister. She might not need it. She doesn't need it. In the second shot, he's only giving chalitza to one woman who might be his sister. We continue mentioning from Sunday morning, Chazara, at 6:30. Everybody should have a wonderful service.